Sheikh Abdul Rashid, known as Engineer Rashid, and president of the Awami Ittehad Party, has called on Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Omar Abdullah to disclose details of his recent discussions in New Delhi with Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah, and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh. In a press conference on Sunday, Rashid stated, "The people of Jammu and Kashmir have a right to know what transpired in those meetings. When you meet key figures like the Prime Minister, Home Minister, Defence Minister, and others, transparency is crucial." He further urged Abdullah to clarify if critical issues such as the restoration of Article 370 and the release of political detainees were addressed. According to Rashid, such topics are of vital concern to the public, and discussions about the future of the region should not remain confined behind closed doors. "It is Omar Abdullah's duty to inform the public about what was discussed, particularly regarding the status of Article 370, statehood, and the Prime Minister's stance on these issues," he added. Rashid questioned if the release of political prisoners was brought up, and if so, the response of the Prime Minister. "If the response was positive, when can we expect the release of these detainees? If not, what are your next steps?" he inquired. This request from Rashid comes shortly after Abdullah's recent meetings with senior leaders, including Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Minister for Roads, Transport, and Highways Nitin Gadkari, Home Minister Amit Shah, and Prime Minister Narendra Modi. During his visit to the national capital, Omar Abdullah was recently sworn in as the first Chief Minister of Jammu and Kashmir since it became a union territory, following the victory of the Jammu and Kashmir National Conference, JKNC, and Congress Alliance in the October 8 Assembly elections. The JKNC secured a majority with 42 seats, while its ally Congress claimed 6. The BJP, however, performed well, winning 29 seats. The People's Democratic Party, PDP, won 3 seats, while the People's Conference, CPIM, and UP secured 1 each. 7 seats were won by independents. As per ANI reports, this recent election, held in 3 phases, was the first since the abrogation of Article 370. For many, it has become a pivotal point in determining the political landscape of the region. Engineer Rashid's call for transparency aims to ensure that the public remains informed about decisions that could shape Jammu and Kashmir's future, with inputs from ANI and